This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. In 2026, there are a good number of environmental issues that will be dealt with within the Michigan legislature. What the outcomes will be and what progress can be made in a midterm election year, well, that remains to be determined. Our guest this morning has her environmental priorities she would like to advance. Sue Schenck is a Democrat from Northfield Township and represents the 14th District in the Michigan Senate. And welcome back to WEMU, Senator Schenck.
Thank you so much. I'm very glad to be here.
Well, one of the issues that's going to be top of mind throughout the year is the matter of data centers. Michigan's become a designation state for these facilities, and there are a number either planned or proposed right here in Washtenaw County. Now, Governor Whitmer fully supports data centers because of what it can do for employment and the economy. These facilities, though, take an inordinate amount of energy to run and, in some cases, a great deal of water to keep cool. What is your broad position on data centers?
Well, data centers are coming. I think that's pretty clear. We already have, I guess, about 50 in the state. They tend to be smaller, and they're not really what people are concerned about. What people are concerned about are the hyperscale data centers, which do offer potentially thousands of jobs while they're being built. They take about a year to build. And then after that, not so many jobs, and maybe not such glamorous jobs. A lot of times it tends to be maintenance and security, because they are worth so much. They're huge investments, but they don't offer a lot of long-term jobs. So what I just want to say is that, like, this isn't about all data centers. This is about these really big ones that take hundreds of acres, are going to almost always be sited on active or recently active farmland. And some of them, like the one in Saline, can use as much electricity as one quarter of what the entire state of Michigan uses already. And I believe that there are like 11 to 15 planned right now.
And the power issue is one that we're going to get to, but I also want to deal with the issue of water. One of the reasons Michigan is so attracted to data center developers and operators is the access to fresh water, much of which is used in agriculture. What do you think is required legislatively and in regulatory measure to ensure adequate protection of this most valued natural resource?
Well, thank you. Right now, if they get the tax break that is attracting them, and I will say I voted against it because I didn't think there were enough guardrails, they must connect to municipal water. And that's a good thing. That's a good start. But we need to make sure that we know how much water is being withdrawn, that there aren't adverse effects to area wells or area water uses, including agriculture, and that that any costs that are associated with that, whether they're direct or indirect, are borne by the data center and not by the residents who live there, not by other businesses in the area. And right now, we actually don't have laws that would create those protections. I will say that I just introduced a bill that would require reporting of water usage and electric usage, and another Senator, Rosemary Bayer, introduced a bill that would prohibit water withdrawals of more than 2 million gallons a day. And that would actually, I think that would help a lot. At 2 million gallons a day in some aquifers.
That sounds like an awfully lot.
Yes, but it happens. Like, there are some of those kinds of withdrawals near even where I live. At that rate, they can start to affect the surrounding wells. And we have better laws in Michigan than in some places, but that doesn't mean they're enough.
Well, I know you've heard from the public a great deal of skepticism about our utilities and their role in data centers. They have to expand grid capacity and reliability and promise it will not come at a cost to residential ratepayers. What assurance can the state legislature provide in keeping the utilities like DTE and Consumers Energy to their word?
So, for starters, let's have full, open, contested case hearings when the utility goes to the Michigan Public Service Commission. I advocated strongly, along with almost 30 of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle and in the House and the Senate. We didn't get that. And it sounds like the MPSC is going to, in the future, do an open contested case hearing, but they didn't do that in
right.
What is the landmark case, the Saline case. They say that DTE isn't going to be able to pass those costs on, But from what I understand is DTE is assured a 10% rate of return regardless of whatever else is going on in the world. And we don't see how that is going to be enforced. And so I still have questions. I still have concerns. And quite frankly, in the legislation that allows for the tax cuts for the data centers coming in, it's direct costs, but it's not that outside infrastructure that might be shared with somebody else. Those costs aren't really attributed to the data center under that legislation. And so I think we still need more protections. Exactly what those look like, I don't think we have all the words in order yet, but I think we're darn close.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with State Senator Sue Schenck continues on 89.1 WEMU. And looking at energy a little further, there have been ongoing efforts in Lansing to create policy and legislation that would allow for greater self-determination in energy production. Efforts to expand rooftop solar and create effective community energy storage capabilities meet with consistent and well-funded opposition. What do you anticipate may happen in this legislative session?
Probably not much. I think what we will see is a lot of conversation. And I do know that there's a lot of concern on both sides of the aisle around data centers specifically and around rates. But it's been a very difficult political environment. We have gotten some stuff done, and I'm proud that I have been one of the people who's been able to get some bills through. But it's fewer than ever. And so I think we're going to need a lot of community input and community reaching out to their legislators to say, hey, we need this done. We have a rate payer bill of rights that a number of people have introduced. I support it. And then also people should know there's a ballot measure to keep utility money out of politics. And that would go a long way toward changing the environment around rates and how electric utilities are regulated, and then also what people can do with their own homes, whether it's rooftop solar or community solar or behind the meter virtual power plants. So it's a good time for people to get engaged on this issue if it's important to them.
Well, while those conversations are ongoing, Washtenaw County has set a goal of becoming carbon neutral by 2035. Ann Arbor's goal is 2030. Part of getting there involves the transportation sector. Automakers are starting to cut back on electric vehicle production and goals because the federal administration has ended tax credits to subsidize the transition away from fossil fuel vehicles. Additionally, the administration is lifting some of the emission standard restrictions. What, if anything, will be done to offset that shift from a state legislative level?
Well, within our departments, people have been working very hard to try to save and shore up programs. But one of the issues is that our federal tax dollars that were coming back to support priorities that we as a community have been taken away in so many ways, including around EVs, including around some of the solar work that was being done especially for people with lower incomes. And so that is super frustrating. There is a lot that communities can do on their own and that communities are doing. Ann Arbor's got a green rental program that they're rolling out right now. There are incentives for people to buy electric bikes. And so I think, you know, when things aren't working at the federal level, then we need to work on the local level or the volunteer level, the state level where we can. And there are a lot of good things happening, and there will be in the budget. But I also have to say, like, as much money as went to the roads this last budget, some of that came out of programs people care about, like energy efficiency. So there's a lot going on. And again, it's a good time for people to be engaged on that. And I do want to say a little bit on the data centers and their electricity usage, because if all the data centers that are planned are built, it will likely gut the clean energy legislation that so many of us work so hard to get passed, because there are things called off-ramps that if the state can't meet its energy needs by using renewable resources, they don't have to. And so then they're basically excused from the goals. And that will affect our municipalities' abilities to reach their goals. So I'm pretty fired up about that. Because
it sounds like it.
I think when people were advocating for those off-ramps, they knew those data centers were coming in, didn't say anything. And once one data center, hyperscale data center, is built, it is very likely that the other ones will be allowed to use non-renewable resources. And then the other thing is that the way the Michigan Strategic Fund has interpreted the tax break legislation for the data centers, and I'll just say tax breaks for industry are pretty common to encourage jobs and economic activity in the state, but they're counting renewable resources as any electricity from a utility that is working toward the clean energy goals. But with the off-ramps, they could be working toward the goals and really not making very much progress. And so that's something people need to be aware of, and hopefully they'll be fired up about it too.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and our Issues of the Environment guest this week is State Senator Sue Schenck. A good portion of our state economy relies on manufacturing. It's a part of our state identity, and we always ask our partners in that sector to stand up and be responsible stewards of the environment. Not all comply, and it is taxpayers that often end up bearing the cost of environmental cleanup and remediation. We used to have laws in place requiring that those who pollute pay for the cleanup. That ended with the Engler administration. Any chance that some version of polluter pay legislation makes its way through Lansing this year?
Well, we're trying. And the reason for that is if you look at a map of what we call brownfield sites, so polluted sites across Michigan, you see just like thousands. And many of them are orphan sites that are never going to get cleaned up without somebody who's not that company coming up and cleaning up their mess. Right? They took the profits, they left, and now we've got the mess. And so that's what polluter pay is. It's like telling your kids to clean up your socks, except for it's not socks, it's cancer-causing chemicals. And that's all we're trying to do is get companies that are here to clean up their messes while they're here. And I know that a lot of people support it regardless of who they vote for. I think we're having some problems getting traction on the other side of the aisle on that, but we will keep trying. And again, this is a place where people need to speak up. I actually got to work on polluter pay cases when I was a law student, and I saw the value of them. It really cleans up polluted lands and returns it to the community. And we have some ways to do that with our brownfield funding, which is really effective, but this is another way, and to have the companies bear the cost of the pollution that they created, which, you know, for most of them, or I'd say probably all of them, created profits, which they then benefited from. We shouldn't have to pay the price for that.
You mentioned that these are issues that should be of concern to everyone, regardless of how they vote. But you may have heard people will vote this year. It's a midterm election year. And typically it becomes a more difficult proposition to pass any legislation that is in any way controversial or partisan. What impact do you think the elections are going to have on the ability to pass meaningful environmental issues in 2026?
Well, I think it'll make it more difficult. And this past year, the legislature passed fewer bills than ever, 25. And we have seen, and this is, the Senate passed, so I don't know how many bills, but so many bills over to the House, and the House refused to take them up. And it's a very difficult situation when we have to have the House as a partner. And their speaker has, you know, insulted the leader, insulted the governor, or my leader, done some pretty wild things that are harmful, like withholding bills from the governor, withdrawing $642 million from ongoing projects that were negotiated and approved and contracted for, causing great harm across the state, including in our district. It's already really hard, and I can only imagine that it's going to become harder. And I think this is a good place. Again, I keep saying it. People, please speak up. And Washtenaw County, amazing, right? And people's representatives and senators are really working hard for what people are asking for. So reach out to your cousins and friends who live in other districts. It's our job to get the work of the people done. Not everybody who's there sees it that way.
Well,
we
absolutely have an interesting year ahead, and we will most certainly have occasion to catch up and talk again. Thank you so much for the time and conversation today, Senator.
Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful day, and everybody else does too. And always feel free to contact me. I want to hear from you.
That is 14th District State Senator Sue Shing. She is a Democrat from Northfield Township and our guest on issues of the environment. For more information on the topics of our conversation, pay a visit to our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.